it has to be admitted, reluctantly, that Snotlout fought with spectacular brilliance and bravery. His quick wrist made the flash cut slip neatly in and out, hither and thither, beautifully performing the destroyer's defence, the Grimbeard's grapple, the final cut, and many, many more of the subtlest sword-fighting skills. In the space of 5 minutes, no fewer than 3 outcasts lay dead around him, all much larger and heavier than himself. This is a schoolboy record that stands to this day. I would love to say that Hiccup fought similarly splendidly, but I can't, because it wouldn't be true. Hiccup had dislocated his arm, remember, and his sword, the stretcher point, lay somewhere on the beach at the Isle of the Scullions. But Hiccup did what he could. With his quick left hand, he picked a key out of Curlyhorn's pocket while he fought Gobber the Belch. He used the key to unlock the chains of 4 or 5 hooligans who had already been bound, ready for slavery, who then joined in the fight with the others. Toothless created an extra diversion when he spilled out of the barrel, dizzy and confused, and bit the first hairy leg that he saw, which happened to belong to a grossly fat outcast who promptly dropped the flare he had been carrying right in the open barrel of blackcurrant wine. And Thor only knows what was in that blackcurrant wine, but the entire barrel burst into flames. The fire raged out of control, the sail burned furiously, and thick black smoke poured over the deck. Everybody started jumping off the Lucky 13 in order to escape the flames. Stoic belly-flopped into the sea and splashed over to the outcast boat, the Hammerhead, where the pitched battle was continuing. As he climbed over the side of the Hammerhead, he turned back to his son and shouted, "Come on, Hiccup!
Your father's right," panted Toothless. We should go."
Hiccup hesitated. Fishlegs was still aboard the Lucky 13. He was in the grip of the berserk trance and was following Alvin, sword in hand, hoping to kill him. Alvin had turned back to fetch the treasure. "Fishlegs," yelled Hiccup desperately, "we've got to get off the boat." But Fishlegs couldn't hear him. "Fishlegs," shouted Hiccup, hesitating some more. "If we don't get off now, we may be too late." It was already too late. There was a mighty creak from above, and the burning mast crashed into the sea. Stoic watched in horror from the deck of the Hammerhead as the Lucky 13 flipped over onto its back, trapping Hiccup, Fishlegs, Alvin and Toothless underneath it as it did so. It then sank before his eyes. And Stoic knew that this particular part of the ocean, despite being so close to the cliffs, was very, very deep. Too deep even for lobster pots.
"Hiccup!"
yelled Stoic in despair. He knew that he would never see his son again. For who could get out of that situation alive?